always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's good? What's good? It's your boy Don Christian, man, and I'm here another day. And you know what we got to do? Every day we got to give him praise for waking up, because somebody didn't wake up, man. And you know, it's just an awesome thing to wake up to say, hey, man, God blessed me with another day. And he blessed me with the accurate use of my limbs and all that. So I just got to give him praise. So that's what I'm doing, man. Hey, just so you guys know, Yada the King is not just a radio show. It's a lifestyle. We got to live praise, man. And that's really what we are trying to portray. Man, I'm excited today because I got one of the homies that's been around for a long time, but some people just don't know about him too much. I was chopping it up with him about his first album. I think it was called One Mike, or the Mike album. And I was like, yeah, man, I had that album, and I was slapping that joint. So he was like, oh, man, humble beginnings, man. You know, he's just like, man, you know, don't play nothing from there. I was like, nah, I got you, man. I'm gonna play that fresh music, you know what I'm saying, for the people. So you know how we do it, man. It's exciting. For y'all that don't know who I'm talking about the one, the only, Bruce Leeson. You know what I'm saying? Somebody thought I was gonna say something else, but I'm saying Leeson. And he's gonna be talking about his brand new album called The Difference. And man, I'm just excited to get it in with this brother. Me and my partner that does the graphics, we're like, man, we gotta get it in with this guy. He's doing big things. And he's another cat from Ohio. So, you know, sometimes it's like, man, Ohio got so many cats out there putting it down so hard that it's like, man, some cats might get drowned out. But I believe, as his album says, this is gonna be a difference. Not saying that he's better than D-Mob or K-Drama or anybody else from Ohio. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying this album is going to be the difference. First of all, go check out his website, BruceLeeson.com. I was like, whoa, when I seen the elevator. Is that on this site? I think it's on that one. But, so look, man, this is what we're going to do. Today's topic is on identity. We're going to talk about that. Me and my wife have been doing a series at our church on identity, making sure we as Christians know who we are, the reason why we exist. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to have Bruce Leeson give his take on that. You know what I'm saying? He's going to chime in and tell us a little bit about what he thinks our identity is. Hey, I just want to say this too. Merry Christmas to all y'all. Send me a shout out that say Merry Christmas, please. Yo, this is Shay Atkins. The song is called Spread the Love. Let's get it in on Yada the King Radio. Don't forget to spread no love, y'all. Come on.
Look at the gifts under the tree. It makes me think about people less fortunate than me. There's so many people on the street without a family and have nothing to eat. Everybody wanna get a little something around this time of year, but everybody need to give a little something, spread the Christmas cheer.
Find someone, tell them you love them. Love is free, it costs nothing. Grab a hand, go and hug. Spread the love, it costs nothing. To tell them I love you.
Nothing. Grab a hand, go and hug. Spread the love, it costs nothing. it drop. And the promises he made from his throne, no one can stop. I sold in my season, it's hard to see my crop. Now I know I don't need to put God in a box. I'ma give God the praise, my father, really cool. Why worry about things when it's working for my good? Yours, I get mine, let God get it shine. With God on my side, the victory is mine.
Dre Senior, The Maturation, available at DreSeniorMusic.com.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman. You think of
dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com and iTunes.
Proceeding with caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making the effort.
Featuring Tadashi, Pro, R. Swift, One Life, Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83. Dre Senior, November 9th.
The Maturation.
Trials in life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning
so he can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Someone to a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
Prince of Peace Productions presents Detroit's very own Only One Way with their hit leading single,
I Get It In.
You gotta get it in like the letter at the end.
Consecrate, fast, pray, worship.
Only One Way breakthrough.
The CD also includes hits like
Ready for Whatever.
Ready. Breakthrough is a powerful CD for today's generation. You can go pick that up on iTunes.
OneWMusic.com.
Breakthrough.
Get yours today.
That was The Promise by Keisha Dream. Go check out her music video. I just seen it on thattie.net. Shout out to T. Hattie, man. I need to get you on the show soon. But yo, man, we got the homie Lee Sun here with me, man. And Lee Sun, I'm going to ask you, man, this is what I do on every show, just so the people can kind of get comfortable. Like, you know, they came into your house, you know what I'm saying? But we want them to know you a little bit. So what we ask is, man, share your testimony with the people. Let them know how God grabs your life.
Okay. So when we talk about testimony, we're talking about how I came to know Christ as Lord.
Yeah, how you came to know Christ as Lord. Yep. And not only that, how he's still building you up today.
Amen. Well, I have several testimonies, but the one I believe that I'll share is just, you know, how I grew up. You know, I grew up in the quote-unquote church. Parents were saved, Christian, taught us the word, instructed us in the Lord the best way that they knew how.
Yeah.
You know, not mistake-free, but they did the best that they could. I was the middle child of three siblings. I got an older sister and a younger sister. And we grew up in the church. And I won't say the church as a building. We moved around a lot, so my father brought us up in the word, I'll say that.
Yeah.
You know, and learning Bible verses and devotion every day and just all of that. And I won't say that when I was younger, I mean, you get fed all of that. You know, you don't really realize the gravity or reason why, you know, you're going through or you're learning everything. You're just doing it just because your mom and pop tell you to do it.
Yeah.
And you hopefully you know, stay away from things because of fear rather than actually hitting home. And as a result, a lot of things I abstain from doing because fear of getting in trouble.
Can I keep it real?
The wrath of my father or anything like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once I came of age, just like most people, I decided I was going to do my own thing.
Right.
You know, I wasn't rejecting God in a sense, like I didn't believe he existed, but I acted like he didn't.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I dabbled into anything that the world had to offer, and to be honest, God allowed some things to happen to me and didn't allow some things to happen to me.
Yeah.
Because of where he wanted to see me. And I made some bad decisions, you know. Had sex outside of marriage.
Hmm.
You know, drank, smoked, did drugs, all of this and that. Anything that the world has to offer you. And, but then God started making his way. He started moving pieces. He started shifting things and found myself getting in trouble with the law. And eventually I was, you know, locked up for, you know, some little petty theft stuff or whatever. But
yeah.
You know, following the wrong crowd kind of led me to do some things that I normally wouldn't have done. But honestly, you know, when you're being led by the flesh, there's no telling what you would do. Getting to that point kind of put me in a mode like I need to start getting serious. I met my wife around the age of 23. She was pregnant with our first child. She already had a child at the time, my son Kellen. His father wasn't in the picture, so when we got married, I just kind of took on that role.
Yeah.
I'm saying. And the thing about it is we knew that we wanted to live for God and we was on fire, but I think one of the biggest things that we realize now is that we weren't allowing God to work through our marriage.
Yeah.
We was trying to work. We was saying, okay, you saved us. We'll take it from here.
Wow.
And
come on.
Years have passed of doing this and things just didn't go the way they were supposed to go. You know, I wasn't the best father. Could have been a way better husband. And, man, it just, everything suffered because of that.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, early on, had to confess to my wife that I wasn't really faithful. I wasn't faithful at all. And struggled with a lot of things that men struggle with, you know. Looking at inappropriate things on the internet,
yeah.
talking with people you shouldn't be talking to, just one thing after another, you know. And God was just making his way. He was so gracious, and he kind of broke both of us down to the point where we had no other option. It was either just keep spiraling downward and see everything become a mess, or allow him to fix everything. We allowed him to do it. We allowed him to do it. And once that happened, you know, we split up for a little bit. Once God gave her strength to forgive me, I just decided that whatever it is I do, I'll never take advantage of the fact that I've walked a few days with God.
Yeah.
But that I will cling to the cross in any situation that I'm in any circumstance. I'll never ever take for granted or not take seriously the power of the flesh. You know what I'm saying? There's no good that lies in the flesh. The Bible says there's no good that lies in the flesh. And it also tells us that the flesh is the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Yeah.
And the whole thing and the whole premise of it is just that in marriage is really hard,
mm-hmm.
but it's nearly impossible without God.
Please.
it's an institution that's created by God.
Can I get an amen?
That you need both people, both parties dying to themselves for it to work.
Yes.
And it's, and the key about it is it's not dependent on each other. You don't die to yourself because your wife is doing it and then quit when she stops.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about it. And men, and men directly need to know, and I needed to know that, basic principles that, you know, that God wants each other. He wants each other to die to themselves in order for a relationship to work in his glory and his presence. And it's not about somebody does something wrong that you have to say something. Sometimes God is speaking and saying, you know, be silent.
Yeah.
Be slow to listen. Be slow to speak, and quick to listen. So that's one thing. That's one thing. I mean, as far as my testimony, just a testament of a person. And at first, you know, I didn't allow God to use me in the way that he wanted to because I wanted to give him my agenda and have him bless it. And now I realize that, you know, whatever it costs, whatever his will is, I'm with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's putting down the mic. It doesn't matter if it's music. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't have to do music.
Come on.
I don't have to. This is extra. I don't have to do music. A lot of people put this music like it's on a pedestal, like this is some ultimate calling from God. But you know what? We got ministries that come before that. And this is a gift that God has given me. And like I said before, you can either use it for good, or you can either use it for bad, or you can use it for God.
Yeah, that's...
And so, it's one thing I didn't know earlier that I know now, and that's the difference.
Man, that's what's up, man. Speaking of the difference, we're going to go to one of your lead singles called Elevator, man, and let's hop into that joint right now on Yada.Dot King Radio.
He glorious, got in the form of a man. Said forward to settle this once and for all. Plan for the loss, the answer to come another man with a pause. Man to the bone when I place, not by grace I was saved. Not by works of the law through faith. Not by works that he's all, you're free. Can't pay back what they bought indeed. Can't take back what you got. Even if you try, put it back in your wallet. My tongue was got by the cap when I talk. No, it's praise out of my mouth. I shout when I walk. Back to these cars and I'm better in Christ, but instead you would rather just settle for lies, telling us that the times we ain't gotta be wise. You mean I gotta forgive a man and be the third time? Is it cool to cuss me mad in front of your kids? As long as you in church sit in front of the bishop, you hear him say when it getting offensive, not about being godly, man, it's just business. When we stop being a Christian, no matter what it is, gotta make a decision. Is it more important to be making a dough or bringing them to Christ, at least winning a soul? Stop being the meaning, let's elevate each other till we're hitting a ceiling. Elevate your kids, elevate your wife, elevate your husband, elevate the Christ.
Highest above the rest.
You
are so worthy. We couldn't possibly sing enough. We couldn't possibly say enough. We need you now more than ever, Lord. We will forever sing of your mercies. We will forever sing of your praises. To express your heart to your people, express your heart to those that don't know you, to encourage a closer relationship.
Yeah, y'all, this is Lee Sun from Cincinnati OH, baby. You now listening to Don Christian on Yacht of the King Radio. Keep it locked.
Do it for the king. 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 I see your boy, yeah, you doing your thing. Yeah. I see your boy, yeah, you doing your thing. Yeah. I see your boy, yeah, you doing your thing. But you really ain't doing nothing if it ain't for the king. So. Do it for the king, do it for the king, yeah boy, do it for the K-I-N-G. Amazing grace, I once was blind but now I see. Without him I'm nothing, no matter how great I try and be. Gotta get rid of my pride, you know there ain't no I-N-G. He's there for me when I need him the most. When I'm down he helps me rebound like he's playing the post. So I just coast, I ain't trying to brag or boast. I'm just trying to spread the word like jelly on toast. You hear that bass go boom, boom. You feel his presence in the room, room. And without him we all doomed, doomed. Yeah, my savior, he's coming soon, soon. I promise. Jesus walks with me, talks with me, so I never miss praying. The news on it talks about the taxes we paying. Gossip and lies is what magazines displaying. And to the radio stations, I'm just saying, why can't we have this plan? Do it for the king. 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 I see your boy, yeah, you doing your thing. I see your boy, yeah, you doing your thing. I see your boy, yeah, you doing your thing. But you really ain't doing nothing if it ain't for the king. So Galatians 1:10, you're pleasing God, you're pleasing men. Doing right, you're doing sin, my friend. Ask yourself this again. Give thanks to the king or your treasures are in vain. Yeah, my ruler stays with me, but I ain't measuring a thing. What they did to my king on the cross was a massacre. So I gave him the wheel and I just ride passenger. And on the mic, yeah, he's the one I wreck it for. I do it for the king like I'm trying to get to the other side of the checkerboard. Don't sleep on the king, take a nap and it's too late. Tomorrow's not a definite, we're only promised today. I'm trying to please him with a capital H. And if you're not, you might as well throw all your rapping away. He's my shelter in the storms, my umbrella when it rains. You want beef? Well, my savior has stakes in his veins. And he could come back in a minute or two. So please do it for the king, cause he did it for you. Do it for the king. 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 I see your boy, yeah, you doing your thing. I see your boy, yeah, you doing your thing. I see your boy, yeah, you doing your thing. But you really ain't doing nothing. What you think you're doing, man? The king, so.
It's crazy people out here living life with no conviction.
Right.
They look at free will as a way to make their own decision.
What?
But whatever you decide to do, get the Father's permission.
Okay.
If you ain't on that one route, you will wind up in a collision. We in a day and age where everybody independent.
Uh-huh.
Doing everything to please themselves, wouldn't recommend it.
Nah.
I used to be just like you, that's why you I see right through. I totally understand, so from your actions, I don't get offended. I pray you recognize the truth before you pass away. The words I speak is not an option, but it's what I have to say.
Right.
I do it for the king, so I don't need to
Y'all rather see me go back to space. But I play a different game, drive in a different lane. Think with a different brain, talk with a different slang, hang with a different gang. Now Cuddy copacetic, some of y'all still so pathetic. But when you come and collect it, you shoot with a different aim.
Do it for the king. 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 I see your boy, yeah, you're doing your thing. I see your boy, yeah, you're doing your thing. I see your boy.
We do it for the king, man. That's the homie MA Double. He just sent that in featuring the homie D-Mob. And I was like, man, I'll accommodate you, baby. I'll play it, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And that's what I want to say, man, to all the artists that send their music in. I do listen. And if I'm feeling it, I'm going to play it. So if you sent me your track like 45 times and I haven't played it yet, you know, something just might, you know. But I would just say encourage you guys to really ask somebody that's going to tell you the truth. What do they think about your music? You know what I'm saying? I don't really have a contact with you. I don't know you, and I don't want to be the first one that says, dog, I'm not feeling your music. But look, the difference is the homie Lee Sun right now. We got the homie Lee Sun, man. The elevator joint was fresh, man. I like the beat. You said you produced it yourself, right?
Sir, yes, sir.
So that, man, I was feeling that beat, dog. I was feeling the beat before I heard the song because it's on your guys' website. You know what I'm saying? I was like, whoa.
Right.
So, man, let's just talk about your whole, man. So you just told me that you're a producer and an artist. You were talking a little bit about this in a live stream. Tell the people how you juggle, you know what I'm saying, being a producer, being an artist, and being a father and a husband, man.
Oh, man. Well, that's good. Good question. How do I juggle? Man, I put God first.
Come on.
I put God first. That's the only way. I don't try to juggle it myself, because if I try to juggle it, you know, it's going to be a mess. I'm going to do whatever I feel like doing. And as a husband and as a father, it's never good to just do what you feel like doing.
Yeah.
So I just kind of give everything to God. I've really been blessed with, God has really given me a heart and just kind of a sensor to know when I'm spending too long doing a certain thing.
Yeah.
And my wife, she juggles several different things, and we got a new child, new baby, Michael Christopher. So, you know, constantly I know when to go up and help out, and sometimes I fail in that area, but I try to definitely keep it well balanced, of in a spirit led household in this house, you know. And I do it by getting up early in the morning,
yeah,
and giving thanks to God. And saying today this night, I choose this day who I'm going to serve, and that's you.
Awesome.
That's how I do it. I mean, as far as the producer and artist, I don't juggle that too well. when I'm working on a project, very rarely will you hear any extra beats come out of the arsenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I need to get that together. I need to be like K-Drama and that. He's been amazing when it comes to that. He always puts out beats when he's working on stuff and flying all over the nation. And yeah, I don't know. I've never been able to juggle that right. I pray that God lifts that curse and I'm able to help other people out and give them some quality production.
Yeah.
So I'm working on it, man. I don't juggle it that well, but I'm working on it.
No, I can dig it, man. That's something that, I mean, me and myself, I'm also an artist and a producer. And, you know, there's seasons, man. Somebody says, hey, which one do you like the most? I say, man, it's just different seasons. The Word of God say, if you're faithful with your gifts, he's going to even make room for more. You know what I'm saying? So what I do is I have certain seasons where, man, okay, I'm making beats. Or, you know, okay, I'm going to start writing. And a lot of times it's when I get hit by the Spirit of God, it's like, man, dude, I need to write these bars down right now before they just, you know what I'm saying, escape me, you know. So
it's all about
balance, man.
Man, listening to God is so crazy and so unnatural.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can go years without doing that, and you think that it's God, and don't really know. And And then, man, God is, he's so, the way he does stuff is so unlike the way we do things.
Yeah.
But he proves to be better and right every single time. And I mean, I can't even tell you, like, the times that he's just intervened and just been like, that don't matter. Mm-hmm. This is what matters. And I'm like, what? You don't care about this? Nah, not for real.
Yeah.
Like, I I've never experienced it in that way, and I look forward to experiencing that more the closer I get, you know, closer I get to know God. And even with the album, you know, when you truly try to give your talent and your projects and your CDs and whatever it is over to him, and he has dominion over that, it's unlike anything you've ever experienced before. You can't compare it to anything.
Yeah.
I've never seen where, you know, it could take you 6 months to write a song in your own strength, but if you give it to God, you can get it done in no time.
Wow.
And not only in no time, but even when you don't have time to do the song over. You know, and I never even knew it. I mean, I know he cares, but I never knew it meant that much. You know, and it was a real personal experience. It's happened several times on this album, and I can honestly say it's never happened before, because I always looked at, you know, the whole praying, and, you know, I would pray before I do songs and this and that, but it was always this mentality of, I got it from here, I'm the rapper, you're the God. You be God, I'll be the rapper. And then you get in the studio and just experiencing it this time around just really showed the difference between, you know, how far a person can come or how far a person can go if they just would just give it over to God.
Yeah. Yeah, what you're saying is real talk, man. So it's all about spending that time, man, and man, what else? How is it being a father, man? Is there ways that, is there some things that you want to tell some upcoming fathers?
Being a father.
Yeah.
Being a father is, being a father of four, matter of fact. So, you know, you really need God to parent.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You really need, I don't see how people do it, you know, effectively. You really need God, because there's days where I'm like, wow, God, you have to rain on me.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, hey, but you know what? I bless God. I thank you. I thank God for my kids. They're wonderful. They've really taught me a lot about myself. And watch out, because God will try to teach you things through your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And just when you least expect it. And like I touched on early on, being a father, one of the biggest things I learned is you can't base how you do things from a parent perspective. You can't base it on how you were raised.
Come on.
But you know, as a young adult, you walk around like, I wasn't raised to do that, so y'all not going to do it. You know, my father didn't do this. And you know, I even catch myself saying that sometimes, but God has the reserves the right to teach his own people individually.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody is different. Every child is different. What worked for you or didn't work for you, that won't necessarily. And then sometimes it's not about what works. Sometimes it's not about a quick fix. It's about laying the groundwork. It's about making sure that your kids know that you love them, and that they can say that even if you failed in certain instances, that you did instruct them in the Lord.
Yeah.
And so when they do become wayward, when they do fall off the path, they get right back on. And then that's when you can say, not by might, not by power, but by his spirit, saith the Lord. And when you can say that, you know that it was God.
Yeah.
And God taught me how to be a better father to my kids, because I had a lot of guilt and a lot of, you know, bent up frustration. I took things that kids did personally, early on. And you know, I even gotta watch stuff like that now. You know what I'm saying? But I value and I rely on the cross as my refuge, you know, to teach my kids, discipline my kids, love my kids. I had to be made totally over in that department because I couldn't no longer walk around as a grown man saying, well, I wasn't raised, or that's not the way you do this, do that. I'm telling you, you'll be miserable. You'll make your house miserable if you walk around like that. You make your wife miserable if you walk around like that. And being, he made me over as a husband too. You can't base that on how he was raised too, because she was raised totally different too. Man, it's just, I mean, God comes through and he just says, if you just shut up and listen.
That's real
just
talk,
listen.
Though, man.
It's just, look, seriously, just listen. And the thing about it is, you know, I say this over and over again, but the thing about it is, would you rather walk around with your head up being right all the time, or take one for the team and watch each other grow in Christ? You know what I'm saying? Which one would you rather have? Would you rather be right and alone?
Can I keep it real?
You know, right, and kids packed up, moved out, because you walk around trying to prove your point. We as fathers, as husbands, we have the power to change the direction of our household, depending upon our submission to God, and under that, no wife is ever going to have a problem submitting to her husband when her husband is submitting to God.
Man, that's good, man. Look, you got a song called "This Is Your Chance," featuring the homie Eric Cross, man. We're going to hop into that joint right now on Yada.King Radio. Let's get it in.
So I just want to encourage all those who don't know Christ to come to him.
Yeah.
If anything, you should run to him. He's waiting with open arms. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, is that you in the car? Just got the CD ripped off the plastic, can't wait to blast it. New system in the back of your hatchback. On the way to school, throw it in your backpack. Now that's you on a fast track, trying to go where the catch is at. Somebody told you about this rap cat. Said I was dope, was at a show y'all was rapping at. And rap so passionate, so he gave you my CD and started laughing at.
Wait, did you say this was gospel? Where the trash can at? Come on now, you know I don't listen to gospel rap.
Did I just make it out of your trash bag? Is that you in the back of the passenger seat while your man is driving, is playing his beats? All of a sudden you hear sort of an interruption. Lend me your ears, it's sort of an introduction. Trying to front like you gun-ho, about the one that's in his son, bro. This ain't an act we putting on like some folks, only so we can come up short like a pair of umbros. Now tell me what you come for. Did you come for the fun of it or come for to see the heat on display like a gun show? But this is the way, this just one flow. And I don't care if it's one soul. Is anybody out there ready to run home? Y'all ready to rock steady with the 1-2? Come to get to know the one you can run to. And that's Jesus, the same talked about in Ephesians. Same that walked on water in front of Peter. Same that beat death seen in front of his people. This is your chance, are you ready to receive him?
Trying to run from Christ. That's when you come to light. As for me, I was saved by the bell. Set free, I jet ski, so I wave by the hell. It's a must that I take time and tell, so you all know. Not trying to make a scene like Geraldo. Heaven was created with the hope that we all go. Although living without Christ and you fall low, I was headed for that smoke like Marlboro. God taught me never worry about tomorrow. He took me from my sorrow, but that grace that he gave, it's not something that I borrow. When it comes to your life, don't waste it, cause once it's gone, you can never replace it. I'm giving you the basics, with the hopes that you will come to the Christ who is gracious.
What up, what up? It's your boy Chris Searcy, and you are now tuned in to my man Don Christian right here on Yacht of the King Radio. Make sure you keep it locked.
If you ever need backup or a protector, I'm always around close by. And if you ever need an answer or some direction, take a look up in the sky.
Hip-hop.
Yo,
real The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
CitizenOfTheSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you CitizenOfTheSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. And more. TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo,
turn it up.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
Yeah, get your two-step on, man. Get your shoes on. Get fresh. Because that was the homie Chris Searcy. Song is called Superhero. And our hero is none other than the King, who we yada. And yada means praise, man. We give him all the praise. We yada the King. Shout out to the homie Chris Searcy, who also had a banging Christmas song. I had to play that on the last episode. Make sure you go check that out with Michelle Bonilla. She was preaching, man. That's all I'm going to say. Yo, man, Lisa, man, we're going to hop onto the topic, though, man. The topic at hand is this. Identity, man. What? How do you feel people view themselves? How do you feel that people, you know what I'm saying? Just tell them what makes up an identity in your book.
Well, Webster's Dictionary defines that. No, I'm not gonna do that. I won't do that. Identity. Good question. Identity is who we are. I guess more introspective is who we think we are.
Come on.
What makes us who we are? What separates us from other people? And identity is a big part of our life. If you don't know who you are, it's a good possibility you don't know what you're here for or what your purpose is.
Yeah.
And from a worldly perspective, life is a journey to find out who you are, and you get to decide for yourself based upon your environment, your society, how you were brought up, and that's what makes you who you are. And in a sense, I would say you're right, but it doesn't decide what your purpose is. It only decides your perception of what your purpose is. And when we deal with being the actual truth, being that I would only give it as an analogy, and the analogy would be this. A hammer was designed to do one thing. Maybe several things, but same. It wasn't designed to, it wasn't designed to hang on a wall to look like a picture or something like that. It wasn't designed to keep doors open. It was designed to put nails through wood or nails through any fixture that you're dealing with. Am I right about that?
No, yeah, you're right.
That was
you're
the original design of the hammer. But the hammer did not decide for itself what its purpose was.
Oh, you're preaching right now.
The person that invented the hammer decided what the purpose was. In fact, that's how it was constructed from the bottom up. Its handle to be easy to hold. Its weight, that it's easy to hold again. It's the metal piece to make sure that it was tough enough to withstand the blow. And that's what the inventor or the creator. And so what we try to do as humans, we try to create our own identity. we try to make up our own purpose.
Yeah.
When really the only person that knows what our purpose is or created our purpose is the one who created us.
Mm.
And that's God. And it is the truth that the closer a person gets to know God, the more that they know about themselves and their identity. But the further you get away from knowing God, the less you know about yourself.
Yeah.
And what you're really here for. And so that's where true identity comes from.
Man, that's awesome, man. And that's something that you said that was powerful. You said the person that invented the hammer made right. the hammer for a specific reason. The hammer
exactly.
The hammer cannot go from, okay, he made me a hammer, now I'm going to go screw this in or I'm going to screw that in. Or that
right.
wasn't the purpose. And deeper than that, God created us, and we have to go uh-huh. back to the creator to find out, God,
exactly.
what did you put me here for?
Amen.
You know, and let's
now,
say...
Now, here's the other part of that.
Okay.
Now, a hammer may serve as a less than adequate screwdriver.
Right.
You ever tried to find a screwdriver in your house and you resorted to using something that was no way, shape, or form could be considered a screwdriver,
mm-hmm.
but you like maybe... But you just went ahead and did it. And maybe you got the job done, but what happened? It took longer.
It wasn't as snug. Yeah.
It wasn't snug. You probably tore up something in the process. And then, the biggest thing is you probably tore up the product. You probably tore up the tool that you used.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Wow.
When we decide what our purpose is and decide to do things that God did not design us to do, we tear up ourselves in the process.
Preach.
We become unmade. We become warped.
Can I get an amen?
Distorted.
Yeah.
Even more broken. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But still with our hands out in need of a savior.
Man. That's huge, man.
And so, that's what identity is to me.
Man, listen. He getting a 21-gun salute right now. I said salute. I meant to say salute. He got the 21-gun salute right now because he's going in. And for all those that might be new to the Yada Da King Radio and might not know, why you got these gunshots? Why you got these sound effects? Because we just keeping it real. When those gunshots go off, that means the flesh just had to die. The spirit man has to rise. Something had to die. You know what I'm saying? So, man, with your whole identity, you actually had talked about something about being an artist, and you said that doesn't make me... That's not my identity. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
What I was talking about is that one of the differences that that I had gone through is I realized my unhealthy attachment toward music, even doing music for God.
Yeah.
And when I was brought through my silencing period, I realized that I didn't need to do music.
Mm.
That it was something that God gave me that I can use for His glory. But it's not like I was like I have to do this or else, or I'ma die, or I'ma be nobody. I didn't before I had identity in music. It's who I was. It's what people knew me by. In fact, most people knew my stage name and knew my real name.
Right.
In fact, people thought my real name was Lee Sun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that was kind of, it was kind of cool. You know, wow, okay. But then, I started thinking like, okay, well, what am I going to do when I'm 40? I'll still be rapping?
Mm.
I'm still going to be doing 10-minute slots at the local church youth explosion? I don't know. Maybe not. You know what I'm saying? And I think that God calls us to different things at different seasons. And I believe that whatever that I commit to the Lord, it's of His will and His glory to succeed.
Yeah.
So I just believe that this music is not something that I have to do. It's something that, a gift that God has given me and given me to do well. And I just give every ounce of it 100% to Him and none of it I pray, like, I beg God, whatever that's about me, get rid of me.
Yeah.
Show me so I know, and then if it rears its ugly head, then I'm ready to just totally give in to you and to get rid of anything that's not about, anything that's about me. And that's the thing about this thing about being an artist. We can get caught up, man.
Yeah, that's you
know, what I'm talking. And God just deals in a totally different manner than we're used to. That's why we have to be so close to God every single day. Right. Have to be.
And that's all about our identity, man. Without getting close to God, without knowing God, we're not going to be able to really, you know what I'm saying, get it in with God. And not only that, we're not going to know our purpose, man. And that's really what, as I said, me and my wife
have been... You're not going to know yourself.
You're not going to know yourself, man.
You're not going to know yourself.
Yes, sir. So you got to get to know God. Everybody that's looking and saying, hey, man, why am I here? God created you for a specific reason. And once you get in contact with the Holy Spirit, with God, and really know what he's saying, is when you're really listening to not only his word, but he will speak to you. He's giving you gifts and talents. But just because you have talents and gifts doesn't mean that that's your identity. We got to make sure that, okay, if you're a rapper, that's not your identity. That could be something that you do. But my identity as a person should be to please God with whatever he has given me. And, man, that's really what we're talking about, man. Identity. Yo, man, Lisan, we're going to go to this song called Clean Heart, featuring Chosen and K-Drama. Tell the people a little bit about that joint right now.
Clean Heart. We just kind of took it from David, where he just said that he begged the Lord just to give him a clean heart and renew a right spirit so that he would follow him. And if we really seek Christ and really revere him as Lord, we have to understand that, one, our heart is just, it's deceiving. You know, the world will tell you to follow your heart. But the difference is that that's not always a good thing to do. And so in this song, we're just pouring out, you know, personally, what things we struggle with in our heart and how we just beg God to make us over.
Yeah. Well, let's hop into that joint. Clean Heart featuring Chosen and K-Drama. We got it at Q Radio.
Renew mind, got a new heart and spirit. Now I'm ready to shine for his glory. Take a look and you'll find that.
Introducing my man Chosen.
Yo, as I lay prostrate, I pray for a clean start. Tears down my face, I pray that I see God. And it seems odd, cause I've been in this place before. But with a clean heart, I can put on my naked clothes. Lord, make it so, take me out the danger zone. Give me the heart of David, so your presence I can make it known. I'm patient, yo, but please don't delay it though. Cause I really wanna be considered a savior clone. Not just for a moment, but for the duration. See, I'm with it, if you with it, let's form a relationship and soar through the nations, the world's atmosphere. Yeah, I was lost for a minute, but now that it's clear, I think that we should travel here, there, and everywhere. Cause I've returned to you whole and my heart is clear. Let's get the forward motion now that my heart is open. God, your voice is speaking through me and my heart is spoken.
Got a clean heart, renewed mind, got a new heart and spirit. Now I'm ready to shine for his glory. Take a look and you'll find that. Got a clean heart, renewed mind, got a new heart and spirit. Now I'm ready to shine for his glory.
Gather round now. Yeah. Now Will Smith don't have to cuss in his raps to stay relevant, but he does in his movies. Tell me, is that any different without a clean heart? Can't help from being a hypocrite. Behavior I hate in others, I do the same silliness. Tell me what's the benefit of winning an argument with my spouse? I'm arguing, it's ready to call it quits. There's only so much a person can take. Only worse in the state of my marriage when I'm not willing to carry her weight. Refusing to bear the burden for the sake of my wife. Say she hurting, but I keep saying she wrong and I'm right. Being right never changed nobody's heart in the past. And if it did, it wasn't something that lasted. Trust me, 10 years in the pen won't cure any men. Neither will Betty Ford clinics cure you from sin. Sex rehab can't cure what's within. Only the God that I serve is a worthy heart surgeon.
Got a clean heart, renewed mind, got a new heart and spirit. Now I'm ready to shine for his glory. Take a look and you'll find that. Got a clean heart, renewed mind, got a new heart and spirit. Now I'm ready to shine for
spirit, now I'm ready to shine for his glory. Take a look and you'll find that.
Yeah. Lord, create me a clean heart, because right now my heart feels so dark. What's the difference between me and those outside the ark? Who got judged with the flood, hide the charts? Because there is no contrast, yes, I'm a con man. I'm quick to anger, I wish I was a con man. But I'm not patient thin, which is why I end up a patient from sin. I need treatment, had too many treats. Good for the moment, now I'm seeking relief from the pain, from the chains. Now my heart is disdain, conquered by shame. What I feel and what I know, two different things. Feelings lead to death, but his word sustains. A life of peace, so clean my spirit, that I may reverence you beyond the lyrics.
Got a clean heart, renewed mind. Got a new heart and spirit, now I'm ready to shine for his glory. Take a look and you'll find that. Got a new heart and spirit, now I'm ready to shine for his glory. Take a look and you'll find that.
See, I turn on the radio, and sometimes the TV, and everybody say they sing about love, but let me say this.
What we need is real love, not to face love, the kind that makes you break up. I need you all in love. What we need is real love, the kind of love that really is, the kind of love that's always gonna be there.
The only way I can describe it, open up the book and let me see if I can find. Let me see what this is saying, so there be no more debate.
Well, as I'm reading, I don't see nothing about talking down to another.
And as I flip the pages over and keep reading, there's some things that I discovered. They say that love is kind, can ease a troubled mind. I know you heard that before. Don't leave, wait, please, there's more. See, I don't see nothing but taking nothing off nobody that don't appreciate you. And if you don't love yourself, don't expect nobody else to do the things for you that you
what
won't do.
What we need is real love, not to fake love. The kind that makes you break up. I need you all in love. What we need is real love. The kind of love that really is. The kind of love that's always gonna be there.
It's called a godly love, same kind of love that comes from above. It's more than just dating, more than just waiting, more than just chasing, more than just gazing into each other's eyes. I'm telling you I tried,
but it couldn't hold me,
cause it didn't know me. No,
I know
it's gotta be better than this. Who can really love you like this?
No,
I got somebody better than your list.
Okay.
So let me introduce you to my best friend in the world.
Hey,
this is my boy JC.
JC, this is Casey.
I'm glad that y'all can meet.
You said to chop it up.
Switch numbers, talk it up.
Casey, the phone real love.
Real love,
not
to
fake
love.
The kind that makes you break up. I need you all in love. What we need is real love. The kind of love that really is. The kind of love that's always gonna be there.
Sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call.
They got me on my LL tonight, licking my lips and everything. But I don't need love, cause I got love, and his name is Jesus. I know what you need.
What we need is real love.
Love.
Yo, that's Real Love, D Montrell. One of my favorite songs out there right now, man. Might be one of my favorite R&B joints of the year. I don't know, though. I ain't going to single nobody out. Somebody might be like, dog, what about my joint? You know what I'm saying? What about this?
Right.
Dog, Christian, man, I love you all, but I'm feeling that joint. This, you know? So, man, we got the homie Leeson chilling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Leeson, this is the time where you share, you know what I'm saying, how people can get a hold of you, where they can go pick up that brand new CD, all that, man. Let the people know what's going on.
Okay, yeah. So, CD drops, The Difference. It's my third album. It drops on Tuesday, December 21st, 2010. If anybody that's locally in the area, we are having a wonderful Christmas concert entitled Christmas 2010. It will be available for purchase, $10. Log on to the website, BruceLeeson.com, for more information.
Yeah.
Also want to plug the fact that we are coming out with a comprehensive study guide on the album so we can take the listener's experience past the CD player to the Bible so we can seek out biblical truths on each one of the topics on the songs. That will be look forward to that coming out in February. So it's going to be something that we're going to, just a new thing that we're trying here. It's going to be a printable booklet, and it's going to have different writers on there. So y'all be praying for that. Just log on to the website, twitter.com/BruceLeeson, facebook.com/BruceLeeson. Don't be afraid to get at me about anything, prayer requests, booking, just to say you like the CD or it really blessed you. I just want to put out there that we as artists, especially me, I really, really appreciate when people come by and just say the slightest kind word to me. You never know how much a person appreciates that, especially when you go, you know, you go without it for a while. A lot of times people will see you doing your thing and they don't think they should say something. And it's always lovely to get an email knowing that, you know, the music or the testimony has touched someone's life. So also want to plug my wife, wonderful woman of God, wonderful mother and wonderful wife. She does the designs and graphics of everything that I do. And she's has a lot to do with who I am today as a man. So plug her website, imageartco.com. That's I-M-A-G-E. artco.com. She's currently probably has a few million projects she's working on, but when she gets some free time, she definitely do the best quality work that you've ever seen. So
yeah.
Definitely.
And let me be clear, the only reason you can plug your wife is because, man, that you guys is one. You know what I'm saying? Now, I didn't tell you to start, you know, sending out your church website. Not, you know, I'm just playing.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? We had to plug her. She actually, as he said earlier, did the Truth's album cover for, what was the name of that CD? The one about
the Big Picture.
That's right, The Big Picture. Man, so, yo, she is working hard. She's fresh, man. And now Frog, he was just with us in the live stream. He's going to go check her out. And check out the homie Bruce Leeson's website. As I said, it's official like the referee's whistle. The referee's whistle. You know how we do it. So look, man, Leeson. Yeah. Leeson, you got any last words, man, you'd like to share with the people?
Probably a little bit. I won't make this long-winded. I did want to get a chance to tell people about what the new album is about and what it kind of, I know, you know, The Difference kind of seems a little self-explanatory, but The Difference kind of covers a couple of range of topics. One, from a personal standpoint, it highlights a Christ follower's growth. A lot of times when we come into the kingdom and we accept Christ as Lord and Savior and being a zealous Christian, you know, yeah, you know how you're really on fire for God. And, you know, there's a lot, not a lot that you know, and you're not really familiar about things. It just kind of highlights some of the differences in the way I used to do things and the way I do them now. It also, from a practical standpoint, it also highlights what the world teaches us and how it and how when we come into the knowledge of who God is, how He teaches us totally different things than what the world teaches us. So, in that, you be able to see the difference in that. And then, lastly, it encourages us as believers to be the difference, so they can see the difference. And what that simply means is being enthusiastic and being. We talked about K-Drama and D-Mob earlier,
yeah.
And how I kind of said it, you know, at them as examples of being okay with being different, but not just being okay, like being so thankful, enthusiastic. You know, a lot of times, you know, we as Christians walk around like, you know, none of them saved or can. You know, I can't go out and do anything anymore. You know, you can't. And man, this album so encourages people to just take a hold of being different and wear it like a,
yeah.
You know, wear it like a banner.
Yeah.
Can like, I that's keep who it we real? Are. We're different, and we like who we are. And when we allow Christ to separate ourselves. That we allow Christ to sanctify us and set us apart from the individuals, then be able to notice what is it that makes that person different.
Yeah.
I see a difference. Your family will see a difference. The people that used to know you that came into your company now will know the difference. And so I just wanted to share what the album is about, and we're going to have a study guide based on that. And I appreciate you inviting me in. Thank you. The wide range subjects we talked about, the football, the family, just being a thorough, you know, Christian oriented program. I just appreciate you having me come in.
Man, I appreciate you.
You never get opportunity.
Too,
you don't appreciate you, bro, and appreciate Frog for coming in and calling in, man. I wish you the best, man. I pray for you, for y'all, and your ministry and your wife, man. And just your diligence and just seeking God to put everything in order, man. That's very important. Pray for all the listeners that came in and listened, all one of you or two of you.
What he meant to say was all 1 million of you. He just forgot the million.
Right. No, I'm just playing. But I appreciate this, all the support I get. And just pray for me as we go forward and drop this CD, man, and we just take it further with God's help, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's what you get. It's your boy Lee Sun. Pick up the difference. December. What's the date again? December 21st?
21st.
That's right. December 21st. Go pick that album up on Yada.King. Let's hop into this music right here, right now.
See the Holy Spirit in it. His presence shakes the earth. Made men out of dirt. Galaxies are his work. He the last and the first. The Alpha and Omega. Nobody greater than God, our Savior. You can claim the block. Go ahead, claim your turf. But I ride with the God of the universe. Was a rat.
Pharisee. See, he is that living water. Got a double-edged sword that'll slice up your soul. And when he returns, he gon' rock the whole globe. No, literally, rock the whole globe. Stars falling from the heavens, foundations exposed. Better tell T.I., one king on that throne. That's the son of God, homie, and they better know. It's Jesus, no introduction. King of kings, Lord of lords, gonna end discussion. Death couldn't touch him, rose up and shook it off. See, Jesus is the ruler, and Jesus is the boss.
Child of the King.
Yeah, the homie 88, aka Justin Tate. You know how we do it. It's Yadda King Radio. And it's Time for Change was the song. And what I really want to say is, man, we talking about identity. It's very important that we understand who we are in life. Without understanding who we are, we begin to do a lot of different things. We begin to search for ourselves. We begin to try to find ourselves, and just a whole bunch of different things, man. And I would say this is very important, and I'm trying to stress very important for you to get to know your God. Without knowing God, you're not going to know why you were designed. As Lee-Sung put it earlier, he was just talking about the hammer was designed by somebody for the purpose that the guy made for the hammer. Now we live today, God designed us for a specific purpose. And without being in connection with God, we are not going to understand our purpose. And what I've been talking about, me and my wife, we're sharing this whole subject at church right now. This has been about every Tuesday. We've been sharing this for the last, 3 months. And just trying to get it into the church. Knowing our identity. Your identity is not what you do. All right, let's be clear about that. As we talked with Lee-Sung, it's not, my identity is I'm a rapper, or my identity is I'm a pastor, or my identity is I'm a host for this radio show. No, because of my identity, I do these things. Because of my relationship with God, who's said, okay, Keith, go ahead and do this. And that's my real name, you know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, I have to have a connection with God. I have to listen to him. I have to say, hey, God, what do you want me to do? Is this something that you really want me to do? If not, then I can't do it. I have to have a checklist. Our identity has to be different and separate than the world's identity. And I talked about holiness as my father has been talking about. And holiness is not just a dress code. It's a lifestyle. It's a separation. My identity, as the word of God says, I am an alien. I'm a stranger to this place, but I am a royal priesthood. I am a chosen generation. I am who God has called me to be. And we also even started looking in the scriptures about people that realized what their identity was. We looked at, first of all, we looked at the very first thing that happened in the Garden of Eden. And that's when the enemy, Satan, came as a snake, as a serpent, to deceive Eve. Now, let's be clear about something. When you see this whole thing take place, the first thing that Satan did was attack Eve's identity. Because he said, are you supposed to be like God? And she's like, yes. And then he said, well, if you do this, you can really be like God. If you eat this, you'll really be like God. Satan messed with her identity from the jump. So what we see is the devil's job is to mess up our identity. If he can get you confused about who you are, then you'll be like, man, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what my purpose is. I'm stuck. I'm trying to figure it out. When the devil can do that to you, and when life does that to you, you are now in a place where you don't understand who you are. And the only way for you to find out why God created you is to spend time with God and say, God, what do you have me here for? I mean, just think about it. If nobody supported what you did, if nobody applauded what you did, would you still do it? And if the answer is yes, that's because God called you to do that. Now, if you're focused on getting applause and you're focused on, okay, man, I just really want hope people are really feeling me. Your identity is shaped on pleasing people. We could talk about another story, and that was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They could have bowed down to the fiery furnace, but this is what they said. The king came up to him and said, bow down and I won't kill you. And and this is what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said. They said, look, my God is able to save me from the fire. But even if he doesn't, I'm still going to serve God, because this is my identity. I am a man of God, and nothing is going to shake that. And that's the same mindset that we got to have. And my identity is shaped in Christ. My identity is going to be to please God with whatever he has given me. And anything less than that, it just can't happen. And that's what it is all about on our identity. I'm your boy, Don Christian. And we yada the king. Let's get it.
Gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada the king. Shabakta. King. I yada the king. I yada the king. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada the king. Shabakta. King. We yada the king. We yada the king.
Yada Da King Radio. This is Don Christian.
And this is Frog from Yada Da King Radio. You can catch us Monday through Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
with special guests in the kingdom business.
Playing your favorite artist's music.
With topics addressing the issues of life.
That's right.
So if you want more info, go to crunkforchristradio.com.